Hi there. The word for you today is on doing God's will. In Psalm 40, verse 8, David writes, "I desire to do your will, O my God." Often when we're starting out, we dream of doing earth-shattering things, and the thought of tackling them intimidates us. That is yet another reason to start small. Don't try to help everybody. Just try to help someone. You do that, and in time you may find yourself living what Saint Francis of Assisi described when he said, "Start doing what is necessary, then do what is possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible." Isn't that great? Even if you never get to do big things, you can find great fulfillment in doing right things. Look, every act of kindness, no matter how small, is worth doing. One leader writes, and I quote, "Little did I realize when I started with the desire to add significance to others, that it would add significance to me. Now I understand. We should not receive anything without giving, and we cannot give anything without receiving." Look, the truth is, your dream isn't worthy of your life if it doesn't bless others. President Woodrow Wilson put it this way, "You are not here merely to make a living. You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement." In other words, you are here to enrich the world, and you impoverish yourself if you forget that errand. There's an old Middle Eastern blessing that goes, "When you were born, you cried and the world rejoiced. May you live your life so that when you die, the world will cry and you will rejoice." And that will surely happen if you live by this scriptural truth. I desire to do your will, O my God.